Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I gotta keep loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, one thing that a lot of us have been kind of joking about is, can we stop driving for 2 weeks to flatten the curve, to flatten the gas curve? And so, it's not funny because of, what we're seeing. I don't see how the average household can even put just keep up with all now the rising prices. But let's take a look at that. There might be some genius to that. All right. Just everybody stop driving to flatten the curve. Now where this comes from is obviously with COVID. Right? Everybody just shut down, stay home 2 weeks to flatten the curve. And as you see, that didn't really do jack diddly squat. It started a whole domino effect of closures, of public officials taking liberties away from us, their overreach in terms of their power. We saw industries crush. It started what is now going to be a multi-year, possible decade supply chain crisis because of the initial, 2 weeks to flatten the curve. And I bring this up because we spoke about this yesterday, with us starting to cut off, our relationship with Russia and us relying on their gas and us importing their gas, which is something I think a lot of us agree on. However, we're just going to do it for a couple weeks. This isn't a couple weeks. Sometimes you're 2 weeks to flatten the curve or you're 2 weeks to deal with the gas prices ends up becoming 2 years, 2 decades. And so a lot of people are scrambling now going, what should we do? Should we all buy electric cars? I've already looked at it. Remember, we've reviewed electric cars with you guys. They're pretty darn expensive. Pretty darn expensive. We haven't gotten to that point yet. There was those little motor scooters that looked like they had a van around them. I guess that's something you could use to get around town, but what about safety? What about car safety? What happens if our grid gets hacked? So, what if even though it's a social media joke, what if, and I'm not promoting this or suggesting it, but what if we did that? What if we decided to not use our cars and decided to not drive or use fuel for 2 weeks? Because I wouldn't be surprised if some politician stands up there and says, hey guys, this is what we're going to do. 2 weeks to flatten the curve. So what would happen? I think it would happen very similarly to COVID. You're going to have people staying home going, sorry, I can't come to work. I need to work from home. You're going to have people demanding other services that get brought to them. So you're going to have the essential and the non-essential, the people that don't drive that stay home to the people that are able to drive. And they have to drive because they have to deliver the food, deliver groceries, go to the power company, etc. You can only work from home. And then you'll have people not wanting to leave. Or you'll have people that do want to leave and they can't. No, you're in that group that can't drive. You're in that group that has to stay home. Unless you have an electric car, unless you have a mask, unless you have a vaccine, you don't get to leave and go around. You have to stay in your electric car. I bring this up not as a joke, but if we saw just things that public officials did that would completely blow your mind, and now you almost wonder if some idiot is going to say, wait a second here, we could do this. We could marginalize people that have an SUV, or a Hummer. You don't really see a lot of those anymore now. Or a car that gas guzzles. And we will give priority to people who have electric cars or hybrids. This gas crisis is going to, and fuel crisis is going to lead to fuel shortages, not because we rely on so many barrels from Russia, but because we're entering this conflict that's drawing the world in. Hopefully we don't, isn't considered a World War III, but it's looking like it. And then we also have supply chain issues, we have greed, we have very poor public policies, and, you know, we have the death of the Keystone Pipeline, and so our future of, okay, what are we going to do to ramp up production is now forcing the Biden administration to make some decisions. And they might double down on, no, we're not opening up any more pipelines, we're not giving out any more grants or permits, you know, we're going to use what we got, make it work. And then if that's the case, when there starts to be shortages and people start to get mad, what the government has to do is come up with a new enemy. And the new enemy, just like with COVID, the unvaccinated, the new enemy are going to be the gas guzzlers. Now, who are some of the biggest gas guzzlers out there? Truckers. I love truckers. Truckers are the backbone of America, the backbone of our commerce. But I could start seeing this little trend, because you're already seeing on social media, oh, these truckers, and they're wasting gas, and they're this, and they're complaining, and now they're at D.C., you know, fighting the mandates and protesting the mandates. I see things go very, very bad, and very bad quickly. And I see marginalization, discrimination, and then we're going to be squeezing. We shouldn't be squeezing anybody, but they're going to be squeezing the wrong people. And they're going to say, look, you know, since we can't trust the truckers, since the truckers are protesting, since the truckers are using up the most gas, let's find ways to replace the trucking industry. You find ways to replace the trucking industry, you're in trouble. We don't have drones. We don't have means to get our food, to get our supplies. The reason why you guys are sitting in a comfortable chair, listening to, you know, the radio, watching TV, listening to the podcast, whatever you're doing, is 99% probably because of truckers. So we need to be really, really careful, because these little memes that float around, they're not just jokes. I predict that there's going to be some government recommendations and on now staying home or less fuel usage, or those that haven't bought electric will get punished. And these electric cars are 30, 40 grand. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
As we've watched the invasion unfold in Ukraine, our hearts are breaking as we watch communities being destroyed and people's lives forever changed. At the same time, we're seeing people around the world come together to support the Ukrainian people across our Meta platform. In just the last week, more than $20 million has been raised for nonprofits supporting humanitarian efforts for Ukraine on Facebook and Instagram. Facebook groups have been created to help those in need, including a group of 200,000 Romanian volunteers and donors coordinating transportation and accommodations for refugees. Across Europe, groups have formed to offer care and housing for pets of anyone in Ukraine. Even in this terrible moment, we get to see and amplify so much good. To amplify these efforts, we are committing $15 million to support humanitarian efforts in Ukraine, including $5 million in direct donations to nonprofit organizations who are on the ground now in the region and committed to providing long-term recovery in Ukraine. If you'd like to help, consider donating or starting a fundraiser for a nonprofit supporting humanitarian efforts in Ukraine by visiting facebook.com/fundraisers.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we watch and we wait and we watch and we wait. And it's the pictures coming out of Ukraine. The pictures coming out of the conflict zone is scarier than scary. And I don't know if we're literally, you know, to the definition staying out of this war or not. As you know, Poland wanted to supply fighter jets to Ukraine, found a way to have maybe the U.S. do it to try to avoid, NATO, NATO commitments and things like that. And it fell through. Meanwhile, we see
we see Ukraine continually get shelled, continually get bombarded with the Russian missiles. Maternity hospital now has been bombed. Children got buried under the rubble. This happened in Mariupol. They say 3,000 babies are right now without food or medicine. Russian troops have also rounded up 400 Ukrainian hostages in Kherson. If those of you who know the World War II playbook, I mean, this is starting to really parallel. It already paralleled. It's been paralleling this whole time. So a maternity hospital in the Ukrainian city of Mariupol has been decimated by a, quote, direct hit by Russian rockets. Children have been buried in the rubble. President Zelensky has said, called this an atrocity, and he posted a video showing how badly damaged hospital buildings filmed inside a destroyed ward room with its windows blown out and ceiling partially collapsed. More footage showed a car parked covered in rubble and the smoldering wrecks of vehicles as injured families were trying to evacuate. Meanwhile, it's not a crisp 70-some degrees. It is freezing, and it's snowing. So these people have no homes. They have no shelter. This should not be happening. This should never be happening. They say direct strike of Russian troops at the maternity hospital. People, children are under the wreckage. Atrocity. How much longer will the world be an accomplice ignoring terror? Close the sky right now. Stop the killings. You have power, but you seem to be losing humanity. This is what Vladimir Zelensky tweeted. The local city council said the hospital had suffered colossal damage, did not immediately give a figure of the wounded and the dead. The deputy head of Mr. Zelensky's office, Krylo Timoshenko, said authorities right now are trying to figure that out. So Mariupol has been under heavy Russian bombardment now for over a week. Food, water, electricity was cut off several days ago. The Red Cross is describing conditions there as apocalyptic. We do have a fundraiser going on right now, trying to collect money from the Ukrainian Red Cross, the American Red Cross, International Red Cross, whoever's obviously not available to be functioning. The other Red Crosses are helping them out. It's on our Twitter. It's on our Facebook page. Anything you could do to donate. It is through Facebook, and Facebook says 100% of proceeds goes directly to the Red Cross. So we're trying to, though, also get it to the Ukrainian Red Cross, who is still trying to work. Just hours before the hospital was hit, Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmitry Kuleba warned that 3,000 babies were without food or medicines and begged for a humanitarian corridor to allow them to free. The last time a corridor was made, I believe it led right to Russia. That's not an option. You either become our prisoner or you die. That's kind of the setup that's happening right now. Moscow had promised a ceasefire in the city today so civilians could be evacuated, but it again failed for the fourth time to keep their word. So when Russia says, oh yeah, we'll do a ceasefire, you can't believe it. Russian airstrikes, as we know, hospitals are a target they like. I don't know why a hospital, people are not in the hospital. It's not a military base. They're your most vulnerable of the population. Why would you do that? Unless they're going to have to take over the prisoners, unless they're planning on doing that, and they just don't want sick individuals, and they just want people. I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. Why would you bomb a hospital? When they fought along Bashar al-Assad in Syria, in 2016, Daily Mail says Putin's generals were accused of deliberately and systematically blowing up hospitals. Why? Well, they want to weaken the city. Here's the thing. The hospitals, yes, they treat the sick, they treat the wounded, but they're already overwhelmed. I think the game you think you're getting is putting you at risk for war crimes, is causing you to lose any sort of world empathy or alliances. I think what they're doing is just they're shooting themselves in the foot, and to kill innocent children and people in the hospital is ridiculous. The Ukrainian Healthcare Center says that between the outbreak of fighting on February 24th and today, their team documented 42 cases of Russian forces attacking either healthcare facilities or medics in order to deliberately provoke a humanitarian crisis. They say hospitals have been struck in every place where Russian forces were operating. So what they're doing is they're going after the hospitals in Donetsk, Luhansk, Mariupol, Kyiv, Cherniv, Kharkiv, Sumy, Zhytomyr, Zaporizhia, and Mykolaiv. But then they're also hitting and trying to control all the nuclear facilities. So we're being told that Chernobyl could be 48 hours from leaking radiation, according to Ukraine, because power was cut off. So if power is cut off, how do you cool the spent nuclear fuel, cool down the generators? State-run nuclear company Energoatom said it cannot cool spent nuclear fuel. The spent fuel is stored away in metal containers cooled in a large pool of water. But without electricity, the water starts to warm up. Electricity is also used to power the ventilators and to monitor radiation levels. Work to restore power has not been possible when the Russians took control over it last Friday. Ukraine says Chernobyl now could be 48 hours away from leaking radiation. They called on Russia to observe an urgent ceasefire. The country's nuclear company, Energoatom, had warned that radioactive substances could be released if an electricity outage at the site continues any longer. They cannot cool the spent nuclear fuel. They captured the plant, cut the power, and I don't think people are able to even make repairs at the plant. And then the Zaporizhia plant is under Russian control as well. We're being told that people are operating there under duress. And then you also have the Kharkiv Institute of Physics that has nuclear capabilities, and that, I believe, is also under control of Russians. So they are doing a fight a little differently. They might be this is where things start to build upon what they've seen and learned in other wars, where they want to level any medical facility, level any... what's happening is they are meeting some fantastic resistance from the Ukrainians. God bless them. And I hope they could still continue the fight while they're begging for us other countries to help. And so what Russians are doing is they're pivoting. So let's say, this place is defended here, this military base is defended. They went after military bases. But then now they're like, okay, well, who's not defending the hospitals? Who's not defending the medical centers? And so they're leveling all of that. And they want people to flee, and they want to later consume, take it over, have their country assume the land, assume facilities, assume the medical facilities, rebuild it. And it's that's their strategy. And then when they want to scare everybody else by saying, look, we are in control of the nuclear power. And we know, because of Chernobyl during the Soviet days, we know that Russians don't manage nuclear material or nuclear plants well. They have made that very well apparent. So either this is them just being, again, ignorant and inefficient and incompetent, or they're doing this on purpose because they really want to scare everybody. The French government said they were in contact with the International Atomic Energy Agency and was urging Russia to cooperate. Reserve diesel generators have a 48-hour capacity to power the Chernobyl nuclear power plant. After that, cooling systems at the storage facility or spent nuclear fuel will stop. Radiation leaks are imminent. Now, even though Chernobyl has been evacuated for the most part, and people don't live in the surrounding areas, they're still in a very close proximity to Europe. They're still in a very close proximity to many villages and provinces in the area. And it's not, and how big the leak will affect how big the territory. 1-877-DOCTOR-LINK.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The Russian invasion is not going according to the Kremlin's plans, but Putin's forces are pressing forward as Ukrainians continue to resist. Attacks continue on the outskirts of Kyiv and other cities in the besieged country. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has accused Russia of waging a war of annihilation. In Melitopol, crowds in the southern port city protested Russian forces for allegedly kidnapping the mayor. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz and French President Emmanuel Macron was on the phone with their Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin for more than an hour, urging for an immediate ceasefire. A Texas judge has temporarily blocked state officials from investigating parents who obtain medical care for their transgender children. Governor Greg Abbott last month ordered state agencies to open the investigations he called to treat as child abuse. A trial is scheduled for July. This is USA Radio News. Children trying to enter the U.S. will no longer be denied a chance to seek asylum. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention announced the change late Friday. It said that expulsion of unaccompanied non-citizen children is not warranted to protect public health. The change comes ahead of a court order that would have allowed the Biden administration to expel unaccompanied children seeking asylum under Title 42, which was introduced in March of 2020 in the early days of the COVID pandemic. An Ohio police officer has been cleared of criminal wrongdoing in the shooting of a teenager. 16-year-old Makia Bryant was shot and killed by Columbus police officer Nicholas Reardon as she swung a knife at a young woman. Police were responding to a 911 call made from Bryant's foster home about a group of girls threatening to stab other household members. The killing has led to a Justice Department review of the city's police department. The Dow finished its fifth straight week with losses, losing more than 200 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Remember, a gentleman was able to get a pig heart. Remember, it was the first pig heart transplant, and we were like, whoa, that's some pretty exciting stuff. And I was pretty impressed. I was worried. And remember I told you guys, there's still there's going to be a period of time where everybody kind of holds their breath. They give them many immunosuppressants because it's going to take a while for the body to try to get used to it. It's going to want to reject it. Well, apparently he was able to live, but only 2 months, and he has died. David Bennett, 57 years old, of Hagerstown, Maryland, passed at University of Maryland Medical Center. The cause of death was not revealed, but doctors told reporters his condition had deteriorated over the past several days, and he was the one that received a groundbreaking transplant where a pig's heart was genetically modified in a way that was supposed to prevent the human body from rejecting it. He was in desperate condition, and his condition was severe to the degree that he wasn't able to get or qualify for a human heart transplant. His son praised the hospital for offering the last-ditch experiment, saying the family hoped it would help further efforts to end the organ shortage. They said, "We are grateful for every innovative moment, every crazy dream, every sleepless night that went into this historic event." That's according to David Bennett Jr., which is a really admirable thing to say, because I tell you, in order for science, we will figure out how to deal with organ shortages. And we are going to come up with either you know, humanoid organs, you know, man-made plus natural, or using other animals' hearts. We will be able to figure this out, but it is going to take decades, as it has, and it's going to take trial and error. And you never want your loved one, to be, you know, a guinea pig. But it gave him another chance at life. Just sadly, it didn't work. So his son said, "We hope the story can be the beginning of hope and not the end. We pray that those looking for hope will continue to fight for the future, fight for new ideas, fight for answers, fight for life, fight like Dave." And so basically, a pig heart was obtained, and then it was used for somebody who didn't qualify for a human heart transplant. These human heart transplants, there's not a lot of them. And so one of the issues, I'm not saying all of the issues, but one of the issues that people have is, well, what about the longevity? A younger individual that, has good health habits and just, you know, sadly was born with a heart that doesn't, you know, seem to work well, has a much higher prognosis of living and surviving than, you know, somebody else that might be older, might have, you know, sadly, you know, abused their body. And a lot of us do abuse our bodies. We don't mean to, but it happens. So scientists inserted 6 human genes into the genome of this donor pig. Modifications were designed to make the organ more tolerable to the human immune system. How do they do that? Well, what they do is they inactivate genes that that might trigger the antigenic antigen that might code for an antigen that humans will be like, oh, hell no. And you can't really necessarily make a vaccine for that, too. That's another question. People are like, well, why don't you make a vaccine that then targets the antigens that an animal organ could give you? It's a fantastic idea, and it's something that's been looked at. It's just, it would have to be multiple vaccines. I mean, it would have to be multiple, and there's so many nuances. Remember, your body's smart. We can't even comprehend all the things our body is detecting when something foreign is in it. And so you might think, okay, I think we got these 10 genes covered. It's you can't. I still don't think humans have that capability yet. So they inactivated 4 genes, including sugar in its cells, that are responsible for the hyperfast organ rejection, and a growth gene to prevent the pig's heart from expanding. Then surgeons at the University of Maryland Medical Center performed the surgery. It was 9 hours because they had to remove his heart, and then they had to put in the, obviously transplant the pig's heart. And then he was on immunosuppressant medications so that the body wouldn't reject it, hopefully long enough such that the body starts to get used to it, going, okay, this is normal, and no. So, they told him there was no guarantee. He knew what he was getting into, and you know, it's just sad. You know, he had been, he had kind of had a rough life. So, we have been doing skin grafts and using bone grafts. I mean, we've been doing these things since the 1800s, even before. And so, in fact, they were using to treat wounds. When you had a wound and they couldn't use your own skin, they would use frog skin. It was fascinating. We'll one day go into that. And then in the 1960s, according to Mail Online, 13 patients were given chimpanzee kidneys, one of whom was able to return to work for 9 months. Sadly, he died as well as everybody else. Or they died. They all died. So human organ transplants were not yet available. We didn't have the technology. We didn't know, you know, we didn't have that there. And we also didn't have chronic dialysis. So if you had a kidney that failed, you died. In 1983, doctors at Loma Linda University Medical Center transplanted a baboon heart into a premature baby. This premature baby was born with a fatal heart defect. So they tried the baboon heart. This was Baby Faye. Remember Baby Faye? Baby Faye lived for 21 days. But the case was very controversial because people said, why didn't the surgeons try to use a human heart first? Why did they experiment? Well, again, the waiting lists are long. And the waiting lists, again, they take into a whole bunch of account. One is the compatibility, because you don't want to waste a heart on something that might not be able to, you know, take it. And then also in terms of the survival success. And so, you know, now in October 2021, surgeons at NYU Langone Health in New York successfully transplanted a pig kidney into a human for the first time. And it started working as it was supposed to. And then I believe there was some rejection. They rejected, and that person died. And, you know, I get asked, should human doctors be even doing this? Should we be trying to put animal parts into humans? If humans are destined to die, you know, this is the Darwinian theory, you know, survival of the fittest. Many people ask, should we be putting people through this? Should we let them die in comfortably rather than giving them hope, putting them through the pain of a surgery, and then it failing? And I don't know what the answer is, because I really do believe we're going to figure this out. And the only way we're going to be able to figure this out, and it might take decades, it might take another century, for us to be able to figure out how to give people longevity, you know, with an organ that's not completely human. You know, much of it is similar. It's just there's antigens. It's just how to make the human okay with us having pig parts in us. It's doable. It is doable, but it is going to take trial and error. And, you know, we don't want anybody being a guinea pig. And so the only people that they've been able to use are those that are about to die anyway. And they're like, you know, and the problem with as with Baby Faye, it was, well, she could have maybe gotten a human baby heart. Why didn't they try that? And there was a lot of controversy with that. So, you know, gene editing, and I get it. You know, nature has its way of eliminating those who won't survive. But we as humans have also evolved to help people survive. And so there's always going to be that back and forth on what we're ethically able to do. Now, I say go for it. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702 562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So many people use Retin A. Now, Retin A is a medication that people thought was groundbreaking. Retin A helps with, you know, wrinkles. It treats acne. And, you know, it's been, there's so many different forms of it and uses for it. It's a form of vitamin A used for the treatment of acne vulgaris, but people use it for, reducing wrinkles and, it has been probably one of the most popular medicines. The problem with Retin A And this is why I haven't been a fan of it. Not from something medical. And I know as a doctor, I'm supposed to be very objective, you know, and supposed to keep personal biases aside. So if you want me to prescribe it, I prescribe it. But the reason why I'm not a fan of Retin-A is because of who co-invented it. You guys heard of Dr. Albert Klingman? He was a real son of a bitch. He was a piece of work. He was the American dermatologist who performed medical experiments on inmates at the Holmesburg prison in Philly. He would expose humans to pathogens, chemical welfare agents like dioxin, asbestos, and he later became the poster child of unethical experimentation on humans. He was sued, but because these experiments were done years ago, it was dismissed to the statute of limitations. He's Ukrainian. His father was born in Ukraine. He was the son of Jewish immigrants, and his mom was from England, and he ended up getting a PhD in botany from the University of Pennsylvania in 1942 for studying fungi. And then he continued at University of Pennsylvania. He enrolled in the medical school, so he got a PhD and then an MD. He earned his MD in 1947. He chose dermatology to apply his expertise in fungi. And then, upon graduation, he joined the dermatology facility as an associate and signed on as a professor at the hospital of the University of Pennsylvania. And he then became very well-known for his work. He became so well-known that companies would pay for his studies. Dow Chemical, we just found out Johnson & Johnson, would help support his studies. Wikipedia says between 1951 and 1974, Klingman exposed 75 prisoners at Holmesburg to high doses of dioxin. Now, that's the contaminant that causes Agent Orange toxicity. Dow Chemical paid Dr. Klingman $10,000 to conduct the experiments on the toxicity effects of this chemical warfare agent. But rather than studying the effects of people who were affected from the war, he used black prisoners. He paid them, but anywhere at the time from $10 to $300. And this informed consent didn't exist back then, so you don't know if the prisoners, how much they were coerced, and honestly, for $10. And they said little effort was taken to assure the safety of test subjects. Some of them were intentionally exposed to pathogens causing infections, herpes, staphylococcus, athlete's foot. And so sadly, unintended consequences would happen. And so it was something that later caused huge uproar, and the statutes of limitations prevented the prisoner testing rectified or remedied and reparations made. Then we found out that the Department of Defense was a part of this also in terms of testing psychoactive drugs. So what they would do is if you were in jail, you had a choice. You could either stay in jail or you could, you know, be a part of these experiments. It's the most unethical thing. I mean, that's why we have the Nuremberg Code. That's why we have, you know, we're supposed to have these protections for prisoners, especially after what happened during the Holocaust. You know, Hitler would round up Jews, gypsies, homosexuals, they love twins, and then they would do these disgusting, barbaric, deadly treatments on them. The Declaration of Helsinki also is supposed to stop that sort of research. So, apparently, yesterday, it was reported that court order documents revealed that Johnson & Johnson funded a study in 1971 in which 10 black prisoners were injected with asbestos. Now, this was while studying the health effects of talcum powder. According to Bloomberg News, the experiments conducted by a University of Pennsylvania dermatologist, Albert Klingman, were funded by Johnson & Johnson, Dow Chemical, Department of Defense. And they say, although the unethical studies performed by Dr. Klingman have been publicly known, what made this a headline is people didn't know that Johnson & Johnson were involved as it pertained to asbestos experiments. Now, Johnson & Johnson spokesperson did tell Bloomberg, "We deeply regret the conditions under which these studies were conducted, and in no way do they reflect the values or practices we employ today." But sadly, the inmates were injected with tremolite, chrysolite. These are a form of asbestosis. And then one of the inmates affected was Leotis Jones. He suffered severe pain, disfigurement, mental anguish as a result of the studies. Now, he ended up dying at the age of 74 in 2018. But his daughter described what he went through. She said, "I'm the daughter." This was in Philadelphia Inquirer. She goes, "I'm the daughter of the late Leotis Jones, one of the thousands whom Klingman used and abused as lab rats in Holmesburg Prison. As Alan Hornblum carefully documented in his book, Acres of Skin, Klingman patched, scratched, and injected inmates with an assortment of drugs, chemicals, and concoctions for over two decades. While those experiments, some using dioxin as toxic, there was radioactive material, chemical warfare agents." They said this made him, his university, and pharmaceutical companies extremely wealthy. It ruined the health of his test subjects. I know because I witnessed it firsthand. She said, "I remember when I was five, my father's behavior and appearance after his incarceration and Klingman's guinea pig experiments changed dramatically. His skin smelled burnt. His back gradually took on the appearance of a map. It was scary. Even worse, his temperament and treatment of his children and wife severely changed. My father went from a mild-mannered man to an aggressive one. As a little girl, I thought my dad was turning into a monster," she writes. "His behavior had a significant impact on me. I went through my adolescent years emotionally disturbed, ran away from home because of the dysfunction I saw at home. Eventually, I also landed in prison. My life had been damaged at a very young age, and it felt like the experiments turned my father into a monster." And then what's so frustrating about this is, as both, this was a while in the 70s, they didn't know. They did know. We knew asbestos was a carcinogen. In fact, there's been studies that documented asbestosis and lung cancer due to asbestos exposure back in 1935. So we're talking in modern times, in the 70s, these experiments were done. And it's interesting. The Chronicle said that Alan Klingman later recalled, the doctor, "It was years before the authorities knew that I was conducting various studies on prisoner volunteers. Things were simpler then. Informed consent was unheard of. No one asked me what I was doing." He said it was a wonderful time. Crazy. Absolutely, it's disgusting. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.